Talk Business Arkansas is brought to you by the Arkansas Farm Bureau, the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, Noble Strategies, the Arkansas Healthcare Association, and Delta Trust and Bank.
I'm Roby Brock. Welcome to today's Talk Business Arkansas Update. Lots of drama at the state capitol today over the voter ID bill. But first, let's start with our top business headline. Finalists and semifinalists in the 13th annual Donald W. Reynolds Governor's Cup Collegiate Business Plan Competition were announced March 13th. That's today. Graduate and undergraduate teams will present their plans to Arkansas business leaders at the Chancellor Hotel in Fayetteville on April 4th. Teams will make a 20-minute oral presentation followed by 15 minutes of questions. They're competing for over $150,000 in cash prizes to be awarded on April 10th. If you want to know the names and schools making the cut, check out our story online at talkbusinessarkansas.com. And when we come back, we rolled on House Speaker Davey Carter's post-session press conference, which talked a lot about the controversial voter ID bill vote today. We'll give you that when we come back. But Carter made news in another respect, too, on tax cuts. I'm Roby Brock. This is Talk Business. We're back after the break.
Well, I don't think it's going to be an easy conversation because they are very strong-willed. I think it's going to be important to us that we know that you're somewhere in a facility that looks after you, has compassion, has care, and you respect it. I mean, I'd love to look after them. I'd love to be able to take care of them, but I don't think I could. That'd be a wrong choice on my part.
Arkansas's skilled nursing and assisted living centers provide quality care for our seniors.
Farm Bureau helps protect its members in more ways than you might think. They've always been the voice of agriculture in Arkansas, working on behalf of folks like me when nobody else would. And Farm Bureau stands for the values that Arkansas families care about. They've protected my right to farm and make a living, which helps everybody who likes food on the table. You know what they say, Arkansas counts on agriculture, and agriculture counts on Farm Bureau.
The Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The State Chamber AIA is the leading voice for business at the state capitol and serves as the primary business advocate on all issues affecting Arkansas employers. Our mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent anti-business legislation, regulations, and rules. Now more than ever, business matters. Learn more at ArkansasStateChamber.com.
On the politics front today, there was a lot of drama over the voter ID bill in the Arkansas House of Representatives, but Speaker Davey Carter also made news on the tax cut front. Still short on dollar amount details, Speaker of the House Davey Carter says he'll amend his capital gains income tax cut measure later this week or early next week to reflect his thoughts on the pro-business, pro-investor bill. House Bill 1966 was filed on Monday as a shell bill. Carter tells me that there will be two components to the measure. Part one will address existing investments currently being held in Arkansas. Part two would deal with investments that are made in the state that are new investments going forward. Carter said there'll probably be two separate set of rules for those things. Of course, the 51-44 vote on voter ID in the House of Representatives split pretty much on a party line vote. Democrats claimed the bill would hurt voter participation, while Republicans said it will tighten a too loose voting process and cut down on voter fraud. The bill now heads to Governor Mike Beebe for signature or a veto. And after that House vote, Speaker Carter met with the press to talk about some of the tough decisions and the high drama in the House over that voter ID bill vote. We'll bring you his press conference right after this word from our sponsors. I'm Roby Brock. This is Talk Business.
Noble Strategies is a bipartisan state and federal government affairs firm with a successful track record of providing effective advocacy for business, government, and nonprofit entities. Noble Strategies provides service in areas such as lobbying, public affairs, trade association management, and marketing campaigns. Learn more at noblestrat.com.
I was looking for a bank that could best protect my finances.
It shared my passion for my business's potential.
A bank that offered investment expertise.
Lending support. Insurance guidance.
A bank that delivered full financial support.
That's how I found True Balance.
True Balance.
From my bank.
From my bank.
Delta Trust and Bank, the expertise to meet all your financial needs.
One of the real advantages of Electric Cooperative's membership is having a voice in our state's energy future.
Not a week goes by without important energy issues making headlines. These are issues that need to be discussed. And you should know that as policies are being developed, the cooperatives are looking out for our members, advocating what's best for you.
We are your friends and neighbors.
We are your local electric company.
The Electric Cooperatives.
We are Arkansas.
What exactly happened with voter ID and kind of the confusion in the way it was passed?
Well, to be more specific, there's a lot of things that happened. So let's...
Okay, how's this? Neither of us were in the room. So when the voting started, what happened?
Well, there was a motion for, we had, the bill presenter presented the bill, and I don't know how many speakers we had. On both sides, for or against, and we took questions, and there was a motion for immediate consideration made. Then we put it on the machine. We took the vote for that, ruled on that. Then we put the bill on the machine. If 51 votes will pass, I think the questions afterwards were just to clarify that. Then we had a clincher motion made. The rule book says you can adopt the clincher, and then before you do the sound the ballot, so we sounded the ballot, and I consulted the parliamentarian every step of the way. I'm confident in what he was telling me.
So. Why was there a recess before the debate on Senate Bill 2?
Well, you'll have to ask the members on that previous bill. Through the questioning, I got a sense that there was some reason to prolong that to get to the other bill, and I just didn't. I wanted that to. If that was the case, and I asked Representative Edwards, who was the presenter of that bill, do you want me to recess for 10 minutes, or do you want to continue the questioning? He gave me the secret signal that I recess for 10 minutes. Exciting day, so yeah, a different day, right? So,
the ACLU has said if this becomes law, they're certainly suing the state over it. They call it unconstitutional. You're an attorney. Do you think this can withstand a legal challenge?
Yeah, I read a Georgia Supreme Court case and an Indiana Supreme Court case the other here the last couple of days. They weren't directly on point, but certainly dealt with the same subject matter. So they didn't think so. That'll be if that's the course that's taken, then we'll see at some point. But I don't that's the only legal precedent that I've been supplied and read. And their constitutional provisions weren't exactly the same as Arkansas's, but I'm more familiar with the Georgia opinion. They concluded that it was not.
If that happens, this is the third bill that you guys have passed into law or could pass into law that's going to be court challenged. I mean, you're earning a pretty good reputation to pass some laws that people like to sue over. That's kind of unprecedented from what we've seen in previous recent sessions. Does that concern you?
I certainly don't have any intentions of sending out legislation that can't control it. There's litigation from it, and you certainly don't want to ultimately be have a judicial declaration that is unconstitutional. But, we're speaking on the voter ID bill. That bill came from the Senate. It's an emotional issue, as you saw today. Again, you've got two legal, the only legal precedent that I've seen, and that's applied is that bills that are similar to that were constitutional in those states. So,
I guess is that enough? Is that enough to make you confident that
you know, there's controlling precedent and there's on point precedent and there's persuasive precedent and so I think it's that's why we have three branches of government. I think with that precedent from these other states that based on the legal issue, okay, that it's not find the right way to describe that. That it's not unreasonable to send that to send legislation out like that. You've got two other on the legal basis. I mean, I don't think anybody can say that hey, you're sending out legislation that's just blatantly unconstitutional. You have two other state Supreme Court decisions that state otherwise, albeit on it's not directly on point, but similar circumstances.
Sharon Williams said thought that the proper procedures were not followed in the House Rules Committee because they had to raise for a roll call vote and the chairman did not recognize him. Are you concerned about whether proper procedures were followed?
No. I mean, that the point of order was there to come back on recommendation. It's recommendation back to the speaker. That's I'm not concerned. I mean, look, I think you saw out here that where everybody has kind of made up their minds. I think you can go back into the committee and you recognize by the votes that were out here where the votes were. So I don't think that's the case at all. And had it been, let me put it this way: had there been a member gone in the Rules Committee, had it been a tie vote, it's not as if the issue stops there in committee. If they send it back in that procedural, it's not like the bill is in the committee. It was a recommendation back up to the speaker to make a ruling on the point of order. So no, I don't think there's any issues with the way that.
He also questioned whether two-thirds of the members really voted for to end the debate.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, look, there's time to roll call those debates. At some point you digress out here, and I got the sense that the membership wanted to go ahead and take a vote on it before we just continued on and on and on and on, fours and against and fours and against. So when we start repeating some of the same reasons. I'm sure the membership was ready to take a vote on that. So if not, somebody would roll call it, and that would be perfectly fine. But that was my sense that everybody's ready to vote.
Tell us anything about the Steel Mill report?
Yeah, just Richard Wilson whispered up in my ear that I keep telling you tomorrow. He said tomorrow. He said that the report's more in depth than. It's an in-depth report that we're going to have executive summary tomorrow and then the whole thing on Friday. That's what he told me here 30 minutes ago. So I apologize and passing along the information as I get it. So we're still well within the time frame. I mean, I don't know the date, but we're still
21st, I think.
Yeah, 21st at that moment. So we're way ahead of schedule still, but we're anxiously awaiting.
How much of any of it are you going to release to the public?
Good question, Andrew. We are going to release whatever we are legally allowed to do. I think everybody here knows. I've spoken to. I think we're going to set up a kind of clearinghouse with Marty's office down the bureau, just to make sure that someone's keeping up with the documents that we can release and that we can't release. And I think there are certain dates trigger when some of the old documents we couldn't release and then now we can. So just to make sure that I'm not passing out things that I shouldn't be passing out. I'm just not going to put it all down there with her, where she can keep up with that confidentiality order. And this information coming, you're looking at it, Sarah.
Mentioned days. I mean, is that part of?
No, there's some things. It's, again, I'm not. I haven't spent a lot of time looking at kind of the all the details, but it's my understanding that there's some information that we may have or get that we can't release because of a confidentiality agreement. But at some day, maybe it's that 20th day or when we get these reports, then that becomes, you know, where we can release them. But I don't know the details, but please give them Marty because she'll give you all the details.
So you can't point to the source that says what that day would be?
She would know. I just don't know. She would know. And that's why, I mean, I'm dealing with other things. So that's why I'm going to let her handle that. But look, I will give you everything that I've got if I'm told I can do it. So, I mean, I want you to have what we get.
You're going to send that ultimately to the Agriculture Committee for some sort of decision making? And kind of what does the process play out then? Is it a, you guys file a bill that says we agree with the AEDC? I mean, what's the language of it going to tell us, I guess?
It will authorize the bond issuance. It will have the other tax incentives in the bill that Grant has talked about. Lengthy comprehensive bill that includes all that stuff. I don't have a draft or I think there's Ronnie Hodges has filed some shell bills.
Do you let that information that obviously has some proprietary stuff in it, how do you keep members from accidentally giving it to members of the press?
That's why I'm giving all this to Marty, because it won't come from David Carter. So I'm sending it all there, and we're going to make sure we follow the rules. So
that's the gatekeeper, the safeguard there.
Thank you.
Where are you all in movement on tax cuts? I know the revenue tax is supposed to meet tomorrow. It seems like there hasn't been much movement since your third quarter speech.
Been a lot of movement. A lot of movement.
Well, on the field, we're not seeing anything. Yeah. So what's going on?
Lot of discussion with House, Senate, and the governor. And, this all is in context of the budget, and will affect the budget. It's all related, so we're making sure we do this responsibly and know the causes and effects of the bills that were passed. So, I mean, there's a lot of activity on that right now.
So how far away are we from seeing a bill pass out?
The Senate passed out one bill last week. You may verify with Collins, but I think we may pass one out tomorrow, and then I think next week you'll start seeing some more come out. But you have to have those conversations in context of budget.
Do you still think that $150 million figure that you've thrown out there, is that still workable, or are you changing on that number?
No. I said up to, and I asked for increments of in the ways that I've asked, so I'm still comfortable with my request.
Is the Senate comfortable with your request?
I think, from my understanding, yeah. So I'm pretty certain that we'll get a large part of that done.
Should Arkansas play Arkansas State?
If they want to. Should they
be legislative?
Yeah, should that be state law?
No. I would buy the first ticket on sale to the game, but that's not our decision to make. It's respectful to the real sponsor, but that's my opinion. Love to see the game, but
Which team would you be?
Not answering that question. So.